6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m., and it's Monday, July 25th, 2022. Here on the Power Hour, Dave Krieger with you. And, of course, we've got a full slate of folks appearing on our show this week. Mitchell Gerber will be joining us today. He's a reporter for the Epoch Times. And talking about forced organ harvesting in China. Believe it or not, it's still going on, especially if you are in a religious faction called Falun Gong. Wayne Elliott will be joining us on Tuesday, which is one of the reasons why we've got 10% off of Strauss Natural Products at the Power Mall this week. Ken McCarthy of Brass Check TV will be joining us as well. He was one of the original pioneers of the movement to commercialize the Internet. And he's got some interesting things about Fauci's first fraud. Cheryl Chumley also joining us. She is the opinion editor for the Washington Times, online opinion editor. Ammon Bundy, who is running for the Idaho gubernatorial race, will be joining us. We will find out, I think, because of the fact he grew up in Nevada. He might be related to Cliven Bundy, who, by the way, we also have is supposed to be joining us as well. It's imagining it, along with Michelle Perro, MD. She's been on the program before. Mike Stickler talks about Cliven Bundy sharing his account of the armed standoff. So we had to reschedule Mike from last week. And David Parker, San Francisco conservative, challenges conventional political beliefs. Reverend James Harden will also be joining the show. So we've got quite a lineup of people, and that doesn't include all the last-minute call-ins and people who, may be joining us out of nowhere. I mean, that is something that, you know, this is a nice thing about radio is its immediacy. Most people don't understand that radio is so immediate. TV, they got to do all this video footage. They got to go out and do the ENG, electronic news gathering, go out and shoot video, and then they got to bring it back, and they got to edit it. And see, radio, you just open the microphone. It's there. And so that's one of the reasons why, on occasion, we will get people, like, calling in, 844-769-2944, because they've got news to share, things going on in a particular state, things going on in the world that they've become aware of. And see, that's what this is all about, too, besides solutions, is keeping you informed of what is going on. Is it important to recognize more so what's going on in D.C.? I think we pay a little bit too much attention to it, except when people like Adam Andrzejewski, who I'd like to get back on the show, because, oh, man, there's been so much stuff with Open the Books that has happened. Now we're finding out that these political groups are getting government grants. And when they get them, the investigations are showing they're taking money out of those government grants they get and donating it back to the politicians that set them up with the grant. Sound a little shady to me? You know, if you listened to our interview last week with Congresswoman Myra Flores, I can't say that it wasn't sanitized, at least a little bit. She didn't say much. I think we shared our conversation about 50-50 there because, you know, asking her difficult questions when she's so new. She hadn't been corrupted yet, you see. That's the one thing she did point out on other programs, is that she finds it rather bad that they have to cluster all of these bills into one big package, and she'd rather see single bill introductions to where everybody can sit there and not have to read through 3,260 pages of documentation to find out there's, you know, 2,500 different things in there that we're funding, and nobody has any idea what it is that we're funding until after the bill passes. This is the stupidity of our U.S. government, especially Congress, because every time you hear the word bill, that means it's going to cost the taxpayers money. And do the taxpayers, are we really obligated to pay the U.S. debt? I've yet to see anybody try to discharge their debt in bankruptcy court as to what they owe the federal government. It would be a first if we were to see that. But anyway, the phone lines are open. If you've got something to share with us this morning, 844-769-2944, as we get into what is happening in the world. German business confidence has fallen more than expected this month, hitting a two-year low amid worries about higher energy prices and a possible natural gas shortage. Well, they're already reducing their energy consumption during the nighttime hours, shutting down traffic lights. Wow. So you got to be careful driving in any of the major cities in Germany. They all know it's coming. And see, people, you know, we're back to this idea. And, you know, it always comes up around the breakfast table, doesn't it, about things like what happened in the past and how we relate, like Y2K. And people go, yeah, yeah, yeah. See, it's like the boy who cried wolf. Remember that story? I brought that item up in our conversation this morning over breakfast. I'm like, yeah, you remember the boy that cried wolf? Remember the story about that? And every time he yelled, wolf, wolf, and everybody would come running, and there was no wolf, and he'd be laughing. Well, see, Y2K was a test case. Because, see, everybody thought that once all the computers and everything hit to 99999, we were going to fall off the end of the world. Computers were going to crash. Electric was going to crash. Everything tied to computers was going to crash. We weren't really that big into computers then like we are now. I mean, they've had computers around since the 70s, but not to the degree that they are in this day and age and what they can see and hear and monitor as far as we the people as part of surveillance state. Computers are largely responsible for that. So in the mindset of Y2K, knowing what we knew, were you going to take any chances? Were you going to stock up on food? Did you think there might be a possibility that you might be cooking out on the grill for a year while everybody figures out how they're going to fix things? I know a lot of you did. And you know, I know that because I studied Y2K for a number of months afterwards, and we discovered that during the fourth quarter of 1999, there was a huge boom in food purchases, much the same as what you might be seeing in the last two quarters of this year. Seriously, that's how it works. And people, literally, when you look at the boy cried wolf, it's one of these things that you say, okay, is it true? You can put on your best Perry Mason hat and go, isn't it true? Isn't it true? Isn't it true? Biden lied about everything. Isn't it true? You know, you can do all of that. You can think that Y2K was just like a test case to see just how we would react. It's all part of psyops, right? How do we know that it isn't true? We don't know. How do we know that all the stuff that's going on with the energy crisis and, you know, you ask people in Russia, is there a war going on in Ukraine? Half of them don't even think there's war going on in Ukraine. Yet we're fighting some sort of proxy war and billions of dollars are being sent over to Ukraine. And that, all that's happening after Biden and his son went over there and got cozy with everybody. You see, that's the real serious problem. Is our politicians are going and getting cozy, fighting proxy wars we don't need to be fighting. Of course, we have the phone lines now are starting to stack up because I know I probably hit a nerve somewhere. Go north of the border here. George in Canada, good morning, sir. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Thanks. You know, the big thing about truth is it doesn't matter what is true or false, but exclusively what is believed. And that's why they try so very, very hard to make us believe things. And most of the things they try to make us believe aren't the truth. And that's almost a given when you first get it. So it's like getting one of those junk mail adverts, you know, where you won something. Well, you know damn well you didn't win anything as you didn't enter anything. It's just a bait to get you on the hook for something that you may be sorry for later, whether it's timeshares or investments in something that aren't really investments. I'm sure many of the listeners have seen that stuff. A couple of very, very important news items that are just kind of slipping off the radar screen is a Google whistleblower is in a lawsuit with his employer. He's Kevin Lloyd. He got the boot because he revealed that Google is infiltrated by a defile religious doomsday cult called Fell fellowship of friends. And that really wasn't good for his employment stability, so they gave him the boot, and he's suing them. But this is a major, major release of information, because Google, along with some of these other big technology companies, pretty much control the computers of the United States government, the military, and the intelligence services. And if that's what they are, to a great extent, we are in a lot of trouble.
We are.
Because as we're heading to bigger and broader wars, the last thing we need to be making discerned decisions at the high levels is a doomsday cult. The pedophile thing is another object that won't necessarily bring the whole country down in a nanosecond, but that's just flat-out evil. And then I keep on a mailing list for Charlie Kirk, a great conservative radio show host, and his latest one, Biden Boomerang, How the Tragic Rape of a 10-Year-Old Girl Came Back to Haunt and Condemn Joe Biden. Well, maybe he's got to lie low for a little while because of that one and pretend he has COVID or something like that. But obviously what they claim and what the reality is not reality. It is as low as it can possibly go, and I keep having to dig deeper and deeper and deeper to have a hole low enough for it to go to even begin to comprehend it. And then one of my favorite lady friends in Florida, one of the most stalwart Americans I've ever known, sent me a video. Social credit system leak reveals elite's plan, and I posted that on my website, conspiracy-cafe.com, and it is just mind-blowing what they have planned for us in the social credit system. So you will have four scores. That sounds familiar, but you will have four scores. One of them is you will be sovereign. The sovereign people, I guess, are the overseers, the masters. They have unlimited credit. They can do whatever they want. They become human gods. The worst score is quarantine. I think we'll be friends in that segue. But you have nothing. You're just kept completely isolated and alone from people. Everything you think you want to buy or purchase is controlled by the algorithm, the computer of this system. So you get paid, it's converted into something, and say you and I walk by a really nice gun store and see something like, hey, wow, look at that baby, I really like that. A carbon-burning truck? So you can't buy what you want to buy. So you want to get tofu salad and something to wreck your tractor with so it doesn't put combustion gases in the air? Well, that's permitted. So we have to be just extremely on guard for this. And the man who did the video is just a really great speaker and cut it all down in a nutshell. Plus, he also had material that was leaked about who some of these sovereigns are already. And that's the big thing about America, is we have to look for our Benedict Arnolds. They don't come to us and knock on our door. And two names that, you know, are very familiar to me were Tucker Carlson and how much money he already has in his sovereign credits, and Paul Joseph Watson. So that, kind of threw me aback too. But they plan to bring this in quickly by disaster to crash the financial system as we know it, outlaw cash, crypto, gold, silver, precious metals of any sort, so that you can only be in this system. And the bottom line would probably be it's prison or else.
All right. But well, George, let's look at the other side of this. Yeah, they do. Well, and we do. We have Texit down here. And then, of course, there's revolution. There's a lot of different options. But, I mean, I'm looking for solutions here with all of what you just presented. And so, you know, to overcome the credit score, the social credit score, obviously we're in a situation where we have to go back to our local community and set up networks where people can actually fight this stuff off. We'll probably end up having to divest from social media, which is going to drive a lot of people crazy because they depend on Nextdoor and everything else to communicate. And obviously we're going to have to find some other means of communication. Have town hall meetings. I mean, we're going to have to go back to the old school, I think. But anyway, we appreciate your input this morning, George. We got a lot of people stacking up on the phones here. Kevin in Ohio. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. Just a couple things. Would you quickly, what do you have to say about Maya Flores appearing on your broadcast?
Well, we were, to reiterate, when Myra Flores came on here, I got a talking point list. And when I get talking point lists, it's like, okay, but And they said, no, no buts. Here's a talking point list. Okay, so that's what I call sanitization. And so, you know, first off, I got to look at the fact, one, she just got elected. Two, she's trying to get her feet wet. She probably has all of her folks that she works with, her administrative staff, and they are like humping mad, trying to get around and get oriented. And sometimes they get taken under the wing by, you know, people, you know, like Jim Jordan, you know, some of the folks out there that really, one of the 50 that I claim that actually have a constitutional belief in value system in the country. But she is fighting an uphill battle, not only in D.C. by being singled out. I mean, the Democrats and the folks in control of the system there and the way things operate, which is totally corrupt, they already have her number. They already know where she's coming from. They're looking at any possibility of, you know, knocking her out of the equation, and then she has to fight that same battle in her own Texas District 34 being slammed about. So her press people are very, very cautious as to what it is she's going to answer and what she's not. Does she know all of the situations that are going on here and the scenarios in her own district? Oh, you bet she does. Can she talk about them in full detail? Would it do any good? Well, we don't know. I never got the opportunity to get deep down and ask her what her opinions are, other than the fact she believes in God and she puts him first. Well, I understand that. Okay, I'll bite. But then when it comes to actually getting to detail, like, well, why are you, and what did you vote on? And then it's somebody else's program that she comes on and she says, well, I don't like the fact that they stack all these bills up and they put all these spending things into one package. They should make individual bills. That's the only thing I've heard her say that makes total sense, but it's all part of the system, and she's getting caught up in it, I'm afraid. It's just the way it is. She has two battles to fight, one in D.C. and one here in Texas District 34.
Yeah, and real quickly, I believe the fix is being put in for this election coming up with two recent stories. One about the recent turmoil, the Texas governor's race is tightening because of Uvalde and so forth. And then the other one was that, that those election results that were broadcast on a Channel 3 up in Michigan. Did you see that?
I got bits and pieces of it. I wasn't watching it.
Well, anyway, they published or, you know, broadcast the results of the primaries that aren't going to happen until August 8th. So, you know, they're just trying to propagandize the fix. And I got to get of here for other people.
It is, Kevin, I appreciate your call, and it is PSYOPs. I mean, we know that already, and we have to take some of what they say, filter it out. Some of it we're going to take with a grain of salt. Other things we're going to take seriously, especially how does it affect me? That's what you got to figure out, because we are in a me-first society, and everybody's worried about covering your own, you know what? And so, I mean, that's the way this whole thing is being postured, is because they want to collectivize everything. It's all about the good of the people. It's not about the individual. The individual is who creates the business. The individual is who helps the economy. It's not the collectivism. When the collectivism gets together, everything gets corrupted. We know that already. So we appreciate your call, Kevin. Thanks so much. Serena in Texas, how are you this morning?
Good, thank you.
What's on your mind?
Well, I just really wanted to alert your Dallas-Fort Worth listeners to the Ministry of Truth Film Festival that's been going on this summer.
Okay.
On Sunday evenings, 5 o'clock, Look Cinema, and that's at 10110 Technology Boulevard. We finished last night. We did a deep dive into the New World Order, showed a double feature with The New Normal and Davos Decoded. And anyway, this Sunday coming up on the 31st at 5 o'clock again, we're hosting Dr. Peter McCullough, and he's known as a fabulous cardiologist and been on the front of the COVID pandemic. Anyway, he's also a movie star. He's featured in a new movie called Doom to Repeat It, and along with other really interesting speakers, and it really goes into the mass psychosis and just in time for monkeypox. And anyway, we sure invite everyone to come and join us. You can follow the schedule on Facebook at Ministry of Truth Film Fest, and also on Telegram as well as Ministry of Truth Film Fest, or you can always email us at Ministry of Truth Summer Film Fest at yahoo.com.
Wow, and that's a long email address there, Serena.
I know. I'm not in the email department, so
yeah,
anyway.
Okay. Well, at least we got the word out to all those in the
right.
Big D there in the Metroplex.
Yeah.
So we appreciate that. And so what is, I take it you're up there in that area. How did people take the videos they watched last night? What was the commentary like?
You know, well, I tell you, it's really it's really nice to be in a large auditorium filled with people. And I would say a lot of the people are well informed in our audience, not all, but a lot. But even those that are extremely involved, you know, I was getting emails last night that just how amazing it was and how they always pick up something new. But because, you know, it was a couple hour long program, and it truly is shocking to hear in their own words just kind of what the new order, you know, what this great reset, the plans are for it, and where that leaves you and I. And it's really very evil and very disturbing, and you're kind of, you start to see things all around you that are kind of part of it, and we really need to wake up and stand up and just say no more. So,
well, if it's any consolation, Serena, I just got a note from our producer that she's going to put all the information, including the emails you just did, into our email blast. It's all going to be in our email blast. For those of you in North Texas, all you got to do is just dial into that. If you want to be a part of this Ministry of Truth, you want to be a part of that. This is why we do what we do, because we're all about solutions. Serena, thanks so much for your call. We're up to the break. 28 minutes after the hour, we're going to be back on the other side of a short break, taking more of your phone calls, your commentary, and a little bit more news with Dave Krieger and the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Two minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Monday, July 25th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Now we got through all of that good stuff. We go back to the phone line. Scotty in Virginia, you behind the wheel?
Sure am, Dave. Over here in the great state of Kentucky today.
Keep on trucking, brother. What's going on?
Well, I wanted to call you today. A lot of my coworkers and people I know, I've even talked to a couple people in stores and stuff. They're just getting involved in firearms, and they want to run out by a large caliber rifle to start out with. You know, if you're inexperienced, even if you are an experienced marksman, you need a small caliber weapon, such as a .22. The .22s are, they got low recoil, they're very cheap, they're cheap to fire. And they're great. They're simple. They're simple for younger people, for maybe someone that's elderly. And I have actually harvested large game animals with a .22 long rifle.
Really?
And, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Headshots is the key. On our farm, we harvest, when you know, when we're butchering hogs or beef, we usually put them some feed out. We have a .22 pistol. We go right behind the ear. It puts them down very quick, sufficient. It's very humane to the animal. That's one of the key things to being a marksman is placing that shot. Please, if you're out hunting, take your time. You know, become well familiar with your firearm. That means so much. And, you know, when I was a younger guy, I would go out, I would shoot things, and it's sad, but, you know, a lot of the shots I would take was not good shots. And most of those times you don't bring nothing home with you. And, you know, it's part of the sport of doing it. You want to do it humanely. And there is a very good rifle. It's made by Henry Firearms. It's called an AR-7. And this firearm used to be put under all military aircraft, the survival kits under the seats. So when that pilot, you know, had to enter into an emergency situation, if he crashed or bailed out, he actually had one of these rifles. These things are lightweight. They fold up. They go into the stock. They're very they're very easy to operate, very lightweight, very durable. It's a very durable rifle. And one of the great things about this rifle is it's American-made company. It's American-owned, American-made. It's our brothers' jobs, brothers and sisters' jobs that we're supporting. And, you know, it's something good to, if you're going to get into to marksmanship, start out small with a 22 long rifle. Don't go out and buy a big 7mm Magnum. And, you know, start out small. Use your iron sights. Get familiar with how to use your iron sights. You know, when you're out in the woods, you may knock that scope off. You need to know how to fire that weapon with iron sights. And, you know, the sound of a 22 does not carry loud. It's a low caliber rifle. The recoil is not bad. And the price of them, you know, most of those things you can go out and get $250, $300, Dave.
Yeah, I know that.
It's a very good solution.
Yeah. It is a good solution. And, yeah, we discourage people, unless you are of means, you've got tons of acreage out there, and I'm talking about hundreds of acres, where you can look through your scope and you can see them coming. Nobody really needs to go out and buy a Barrett M82A1 50 caliber rifle with a bullpup stock. I mean, it's just not necessary right now, especially for shooting food. I mean, they're great to go through engine blocks, but certainly not food. So anyway, we appreciate your input on that, Scotty. That's a solution for all those of you out there that are facing the same kind of dilemma we are, trying to overcome the psyops. And the psyops is whether or not we're going to have a food shortage or not. I think, Scotty, you're pretty tuned in to what's going on. You think we're going to have a food shortage like they're saying? I think we lost them. Okay. Albeit food shortage or not, we are being threatened. You won't have many people to feed if you have infertility. See, this is another part of the diabolical agenda. Dr. Andrew Wakefield and Children's Health Defense have put out a new agenda, and they're always doing movies, you know, and talking about World Health Organization's intentions to produce an anti-fertility vaccine in response to perceived overpopulation. You see, that's part of what we're seeing. If you scroll down the list of stuff that's coming into you in your email blast, you'll see an article on there about sterility using the COVID vaccine. And so we've discussed this before on our show with doctors who have said it's going to be a little too early yet to know whether or not it's going to sterilize those who've had the jab. And we had a discussion this morning over breakfast again about people in denial, and they don't want to admit they got the jab. They just kind of let it stress them out. And see, here's the thing about stress. If you know you screwed up and you did something wrong by trusting your government, and I'm not talking about the United States government in general, because it's supposed to function without corruption. Unfortunately, it's not that way in this day and age. And when you have Birx and Fauci lying to Donald Trump, if you check out Truth Social, I'm on there. And if you're registered on Truth Social and you're following me at Power Hour Host or The Power Hour, if you are following us there, you'll get these truths that I put in there every so often. And see, President Trump is blaming Fox News this morning for his sinking poll numbers. I blame him opening his mouth and bragging about stuff, especially the fact he got the boost. Knowing what Deborah Birx just said, I think that hurt his poll numbers. He's trying to do the right thing, but see, what he didn't do when he says, I'm going to clean the swamp, drain the swamp, he didn't drain the swamp. I mean, he didn't clean out the FBI, he didn't get rid of the CIA, he didn't get rid of any of those agencies. He just let them all just do what they're doing. We could have reorganized our entire government by fiat, and the only people that have been complaining would have been the Democrats. But see, the thing is part of our one-party system that we have right now is these people are all corrupt. And anybody who's coming into the game is looking at this going, well, I see what they're all doing. They're trying to enrich themselves. And by fighting back against this, they get shunned. None of their bills get passed. And see, over time, they capitulate to the machine. And see, we don't want them doing that. We want them, if they're going to get in there like Myra Flores, they're going to have to not capitulate to the machine. They're going to have to keep fighting no matter what. They're going to have to be part of that 50 people that I estimate are doing the right thing. Whether or not it's the right thing, Japan's nuclear regulators this last weekend approved a plan to release treated water from the Fukushima nuclear power plant into the sea. You remember when that first happened and we had all that nuclear waste from the reactors and from the area where it blew up? Debris floating in the water offshore of Hawaii. And now this tritium-containing treated water, and of course it's been treated, it's going to work. Japan's foreign ministry said that they're going to try to dilute the tritium-containing treated water to far below the regulatory standards for safety. Well, we don't know that. China is becoming more aggressive in the Pacific, according to General Thoroughly Modern Milley. That's what I call him now because he's woke. The guy can't sing either. He's faced a ton of congressional blowback for holding two phone calls with the top Chinese general during the waning months of the Trump administration. Talking all with them about, you know, well, if you're going to declare war, at least let us know. I mean, really? And, of course, other generals in the meantime are saying the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, in their efforts to militarize outer space and threatening the United States' ability to defend itself and project power, according to the U.S. Space Force's Chief of Space Operations, gone from 0 to 60, according to General John Raymond. They're clearly outpacing or, the challenge. They're pacing the U.S. challenge. Today, more so than in the past, we got to worry about protecting and defending our satellites. Well, you see, like Tom in Michigan said before when he was on our phone call with us the last time, you know, it's all going to be nothing but floating space junk if they set off an EMP. Right, Tom?
Right. Yeah. Probably a lot of space junk.
You see, I remember these things. I remember what my callers talk about. You know, this is, we have these conversations, folks. This is what I like about the Power Hour because, one, it's immediate. We have a toll-free number, 844-769-2944. We have, sometimes we get new people calling up, which is good. If you're a first-time caller, please let us know that. If you're a regular caller, I know who you are because we have these conversations. And I can tell you when Tom in Michigan calls it, you know, he's going to say something about the IRS cases. And the 16th.
Yeah, I'd like
Amendment.
To.
I already know all of what Tom is going to talk about when he calls. Because, see, I know these people. So
I wanted to talk about Ukraine. You were talking about it earlier.
Yeah, and, is there a war in Ukraine, or are we just being fed a line of crap? What is it?
Well, I definitely think there's a kinetic war over there. But, you know, I blame it on NATO. I recall, going back 30 years ago, we had a talk host in Detroit, Michigan, he was basically one of my mentors, a Marine, and they finally got to him. You know, they said it was a heart attack, but who knows? That aside, he talked about, like, you know, NATO and the UN. He called them interlopers because they really don't have a country of their own. They have this organization, and they try to hone in on everybody else's country and get power. Basically, he was against NATO back then, and, you know, and then make a long story short, you know, when Trump got in, we saw that Trump was really, you know, had disfavor towards NATO. And so, to my mind, that gave Trump and Putin, you know, a way to touch bases, something for détente.
Negotiation.
And they could get along. look what happened. But what was going on before Trump got in? It was Hillary and Biden and Obama over in Ukraine, and it was kinetic war. And as far as I could determine from the reports I was getting, it was about oil. It was about an oil pipeline. And, I never did get the details. Then the thing is, and then we're supposed to go, and this was predicted, that once Biden got in there, that, the wars would start again, and the domestic violence would start again. But like I said, I believe the scenario that NATO is pushing and pushing hard, and they just pushed Putin too far. And now, and Zelensky, he is a puppet. And, he's being paid.
Yeah, I think we've already we pretty much figured that out, Tom.
Well, I mean, it's just that Trump. I think Trump and Putin had detente because they didn't trust NATO, and neither do I, and I don't think anybody should. But I'm not even going to go into the IRS because
that's fine. NATO's enough of a hard pill to swallow this morning, Tom. I mean, with everything else going on in the world. But, we appreciate you dialing us in. I mean, the phone calls are starting to jam up. I mean, everybody and their brother wants to get into their show this morning. Patrice in Ohio, how are you?
I'm great. And you?
Oh, just moving right along here, trying to get through all the news. But there's just way too much of it to cover in this little 15 minutes we have. What's on your mind?
Well, I don't understand how people can go over to the Ukraine and exchange flowers and it be a war zone.
Yeah, that is kind of interesting, isn't it?
Too many of our top people have gone over there. So I question everything we hear, and we should. We don't have proof of anything. And they say
you're right.
Russia does it, and it's, the Nazi Ukraine's doing it.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're hearing a lot of the domestic violence and the fact that the government is silencing its own people. So we already know that that's happening. I would choose to believe that before I believe the fact that, it's understandable. And I think what Tom was alluding to as far as NATO and stuff, I think this is what's got Putin really stumped. And I think as far as setting up the detente between Trump and Putin, I think that's why they got along and Putin thinks Biden's an idiot. I really do believe that because Putin already knows that the United States is going to fight a proxy war.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it's all about the banks and the money.
Thank you.
That's what this is all about.
They finance both sides of it.
Destroying the EU economy, or they're going to destroy us. That's what this is all about. And, Russia and China are axis players on this.
True. Well, we got to stop this in November. So, the only way we can do it is if we, the people, monitor what's going on at the polls.
The word on the street is they're going to get rid of Biden because he's too much of a liability. And they'll take him down for health reasons.
But then they got to take down Harris and Pelosi based on the fact that they're communists.
No, I heard that they think that Gavin Newsom is going to be who she picks as a VP. I'm just telling you, that's the word on the street.
Yeah, I know. But, that's why he was over there schmoozing her, which makes me wonder what's going on.
Yeah, it's just like, back in the day when they had the 52-card deck of, all the players.
Sure.
We need to create a new one.
While the cat's away, the mice will play. That's exactly what's been going on.
So it's all about the money.
It is. Well, we appreciate your input on that this morning. Patrice, thanks so much for your call. Indiana, by the way, the lawmakers there are meeting in a special session today to consider a bill to ban nearly all abortions in the state. Senate Republicans plan to introduce a bill that will block most abortions unless it's to prevent a substantial permanent impairment of life or if the pregnancy resulted from rape or incest. Well, they're thinking along my lines of things. But, again, There's a lot of people out there that don't like the idea that if it's rape or incest, you should have it anyway. That way you can go find your baby daddy and make him responsible. You know, you got to look at the other side of this coin. It takes two to tango. And obviously incest is something that, you know, can't be helped. Neither can rape. Rape is, you know, being put in a vulnerable situation. And, of course, the rapist will always point a finger like society does and said, well, you asked for it. I mean, there's so many different arguments coming at you. And everybody's heard these arguments. And it's like, okay, you can dismiss them if you want. You know, but if you have incest, like Joe Biden taking a shower with his daughter, and God only knows what happened in the shower that she said was inappropriate. You know, that's what we call incestuous relations, folks. And, I mean, if she got pregnant, did she get an abortion? We don't know. See, this is the stuff we don't know because of the corruption of this government. It's just the way it is. And by the way, FEMA now is firing back at the state of Texas, and they're saying that any illegal immigrants bused from Texas to D.C. are going to be put on a train to Miami, according to an email from FEMA. Seriously, they're going to send them to Miami. So, Governor DeSantis, you know what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to pick them up at the train station, put them on a bus, and send them up there to Martha's Vineyard in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. I can't believe, you know, see, here's the thing. It's okay if they ship them everywhere, but oh my gosh, not to D.C. It gives Governor or Mayor Muriel Bow Wow Wowser something to bark about. Well, not in my neighborhood. What are you doing? We're already, yeah, well, you asked for this. You opened the borders, just like you let the January 6th riots happen. You had plenty of time to bring troops in here to stop it. You didn't do it. There was a reason behind it, because you wanted it to happen. We see videos of the cops inviting Capitol Police, inviting everybody in. Don't sit there and say that we pushed our way in when we got video that says otherwise. A picture's worth more than 1,000 words. That's just the way it is. You people up there are pathological liars, especially the J6 committee. Every single one of you needs to be voted out of office as payback for what you did. Trying to make a mess of things. It's nothing but a shift show. We all know that. The U.S. Supreme Court, by the way, gave Texas and Louisiana a temporary legal victory in the border state's attempt to strike down a September 2021 Biden administration immigration guideline. Now, whether or not they get away with enforcing it, that's a whole nother, you know, when you got dissenting justices, which include Amy Coney Barrett, Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, Ketanji Brown Jackson, her first vote since the start of her tenure last month. Yep. So you can read about that in your email blast, in addition to the Pennsylvania Republicans arguing a 2019 law that largely expanded mail-in voting in the Commonwealth has been made invalid by a court ruling. They're going to throw out Act 77, that universal mail-in ballot law. Former ex-White House testing czar says Biden is at risk after contracting COVID-19. Ask yourself a simple question. Given the state of affairs in this country right now, do you care? A Pennsylvania man awaiting sentencing for illegally entering the U.S. Capitol on January 6th died on July 20th. Mark R. Ongst, 47, of South Williamsport, Pennsylvania, killed himself. He was free on personal recognizance, but he was facing a very long sentence in court. Justice Elena Kagan, by the way, is warning against the Supreme Court not taking heed of the public after court struck down Roe v. Wade. Justice Kagan, you're in the minority. You may think Clarence Thomas is human and everything else. You people still haven't figured it out. You're supposed to follow the Constitution. You're not supposed to make law from the bench. You're supposed to rule on whether or not the law is constitutional. Meanwhile, Governor DeSantis being welcomed like a pop star. That's right. Believe it or not, there is a contingent out there that loves Ron DeSantis. Seriously. And this is a conference for young conservatives. It's a three-day conference by Turning Point Action, part of Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA. Draws teens and 20-somethings from all over the country once a year. Serves as a pep rally of conservatism. You see, we have to get to the young people. We got to tell them about how we saved the country, about going along with all of these, go along to get along. You know, we can't do that. That's not in us. It's not what God wants, certainly not what this country was founded on. Our founding fathers would be turning over in their grave right now. Good news, Marilyn Mosby, Baltimore's high-profile progressive prosecutor who was indicted on federal charges, has been defeated in her bid for re-election as the city's state's attorney in the Democratic Party primary. Ivan Bates, criminal defense attorney and former prosecutor, won with about 40% of the vote. Judicial Watch has sued the Secret Service over Hunter Biden's records. You knew it was going to come to that because they don't want to turn over the info. So not only is Janet Yellen and the Treasury blocking all the information on this and all those suspect transfers. Yep, now they got to go after the Department of Homeland Security as well. And, of course, another lady, again, she saw that folded money on the floor and picked it up, and it had fentanyl all over it. If you see stuff on the floor in public places like gas stations, it's laced. Don't pick it up. Call somebody. Tell them, I think we got a fentanyl-laced dollar bill on the floor here. Seriously, you pick it up, you're going to be dead. Understand what I'm saying? This is serious stuff. This is all part of the larger agenda, whether you believe it or not. Carrie Sheffield, by the way, senior policy analyst at the Independent Women's Forum, said that her organization has had to introduce a Women's Bill of Rights, which defines what a woman is, because apparently Ketanji Brown Jackson doesn't know, in response to transgender ideology and a larger Marxist agenda that aims to destroy Western culture. Well, good for them. And, of course, several individuals connected to a 2016 Hillary Clinton campaign plot to cast Donald Trump as a covert Kremlin collaborator are working in high-level jobs within the Biden administration. See, these are the things that they could have done when they wanted to clean out deep state. They're not doing it. We have selective prosecution going on right now. People are, of course, Durham is looking at Jake Sullivan. Caroline Kras, top lawyer at the Pentagon, is part of this Russiagate scandal. We're going to be back at the top of the hour with Mitchell Gerber about forced organ harvesting of the Falun Gong. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power. Paramol. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.